This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Boeing reps are meeting with officials from the Federal Aviation Administration today to hash out when those grounded 787 Dreamliners can get back in the air. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, every day those planes are on the ground is a costly day for Boeing.
You know how, like, when somebody hits your car and their insurance has to pay for your rental while your car gets fixed? That's kind of what Boeing has to do right now. It's delivered 50 Dreamliner 787s to airlines who can't use them.
The airlines themselves are losing significant amounts of money. They've got pilots that are, rather well paid, and they're sitting on the ground not earning any revenue.
That's Bob Herbst. He's with AirlineFinancials.com. He says entire routes like Tokyo to San Jose aren't going into service because they depended on the fuel-efficient planes.
There's no doubt that this is going to go well into the hundreds of millions of dollars before it's all said and done.
Richard Abulafia is an aviation analyst at Teal Group. He says the final bill all depends on how long the planes stay on the ground.
This is not a threat to their existence, but on the other hand, it could get painful.
Extra painful, he says, is that the money Boeing pays to airlines might get used to lease planes from its competitor Airbus. I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.